Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
And we're going to start things out tonight with a story that we didn't cover. I guess it was yesterday then that was going on. Just because school shootings, I mean, are they even really that newsworthy anymore? They seem so common. But there was another one, apparently, in Texas this time. And we just happened to notice, Matt, you noticed prior to the show starting, that this shooter, the alleged shooter, is now sitting on, he's gotten out on bond.
Yeah, right? He walked out, well, I think he's in jail for less than a day. He's out on $75,000 bond.
Because that makes sense.
You know? The guy just shot three people.
Was that how many?
Yeah, it was. Well, he has aggravated assault charges against him three times. So that means he shot one kid. He shot a 25-year-old man, maybe an assistant or a teacher or something, and he grazed another girl, apparently. So there's three counts. Aggravated assault.
So he didn't kill anybody.
Nobody died, but he square on shot at least two people and grazed a girl. Well, that was an incidental kind of discharge, miss and hit anyway.
But he intent to kill.
Yeah, he intend to shoot a couple people, apparently, and hit the girl as a bystander, I think.
I mean, I just saw a picture of the guy. He looks pretty young.
He's 18.
He was a student?
Yeah, I don't know if he's a student, but he's 18.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking for him, and they found a gun in the streets of something, Town Prairie something. And they said they found the gun in the streets. So that's been turned over to the ATF, and the ATF is testing it for ballistics stuff.
It's describing him here as a story from the Star-Telegram, which is one of the newspapers in Texas. He is described as a student.
He is a student. Yeah. Okay. Well, he's 18 years old.
Yeah, he's 18. Timothy Simpkins is his name. He's accused of injuring four people at Mansfield Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas. He was released on bail. His attorney and family have made statements in his defense. He has been charged with, now they want me to pay $2 to read the rest of the story. Just pop up and just came right in. Yeah, so $75,000 for bond in this particular case. I'm sitting out here on $200,000 bond.
Wait, how many people did you shoot?
None whatsoever.
Zero, zero
you didn't
people.
Hurt anybody? Yeah, no one has accused me of causing any kind of harm to another human being.
Okay, I'm trying to fathom this for a second here and how this all works.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
wait, have any victims come forward? Wait, we can't talk about this.
No victims.
One could possibly be dangerous to a power structure that's presiding, and another is just a danger to a bunch of peasants who nobody cares about.
Yeah. I see.
So,
yeah. They basically, you're referring to the bankers, basically.
Yeah, the banksters.
The central bank and their buddies in the big banks. The fiat money system is threatened by cryptocurrency, of course. And the crypto six, of which I am one of the six, are accused of helping to foster cryptocurrency, basically. I mean, that's not the actual name of the charges that they've hit us with. But
that's what they mean.
That's what they've come after us for.
That's
way worse than shooting four people. I guess it was four people.
Yeah.
Way worse than shooting four people.
Yeah. And it took him 69 days to bail me out.
That's right. You're in over 2 months.
This guy's overnight. Out.
He's out the next morning.
Let's not investigate this at all.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But that's how it is.
But that's how you know you're over the target, too. Like, yeah. if you really want to affect change... If you really want freedom in your lifetime, if you want your kids to have freedom, your grandkids to have freedom, and their grandkids to have freedom, you're going to get involved with cryptocurrency as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Be wary of any government-issued Fed coin.
Anything. Government-issued anything.
Stay away from that stuff. But if you really want privacy in your transactions, you're going to get on board with a crypto, an encrypted currency of some kind. And,
And if you haven't noticed, Bitcoin's back up, 55.
I heard.
55,000, guys.
It's been a good week.
Yeah, it's
been a good week, yeah.
Let's talk a little more about the case here. This is a different story from thehill.com. He was a student in, as we said, Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas. He was inside a classroom on the second floor of the building when a fight started between him and a 15-year-old student. According to the arrest warrant, videos of the fight have circulated on social media. On one of which shows Simpkins being hit by another student. Once teachers were able to break up the fight, Simpkins walked to an orange backpack, grabbed a gun, and began shooting at the student with whom he had had the fight. One student told police that Simpkins shot 7 to 8 times, and others said they heard 3 to 6 shots. The student who fought Simpkins was in critical condition as of Thursday. A teenage girl was grazed by a bullet but was treated and released from the hospital. A 25-year-old teacher who broke up the fight was also shot but is in good condition, and another teacher was injured, but she just took a fall and did not get shot in that case.
That was strategic, so she can get something later.
Yeah, and I saw something in another story about how I guess he's been picked on. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says the 18-year-old was being bullied, and not that that justifies
shooting people,
shooting somebody over that. But
although to all the bullies out there, stop doing that.
Yeah.
You never know how it's going to backfire.
Yeah,
some people react.
No pun intended. Backfire.
Backfire or front fire.
So there's that story. I mean, what else do you want to say about it?
Well, I'm not like a conspiracy theorist or anything like that. I just want to point out that this is awfully convenient to the new laws that passed and that they're allowed to have constitutional carry there. And they seem to want to make everything an example.
Hmm.
And so these, I mean,
I don't think that applies to a school campus, though, right? Constitutional carry usually doesn't apply to campuses.
Maybe, maybe not. I'm not really 100% sure on that.
I'm not an attorney.
I know some campuses allow it. Because, like, we saw, what's that girl's name? That blonde girl was on that InfoWars show. But she goes out all the time. The one that pooped in her pants. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Caitlin Bennett.
That's not true.
Well, I know it's not true, but that's what people say.
Yeah.
Caitlin Bennett. It must be true. Liberty Hangout, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she,
which has nothing to do with Liberty
at all.
But she graduated, I think, in Texas.
Yeah,
and
but
she
I'm not
had
defending
her gun
the girl.
On campus.
She's absolutely terrible.
I mean, there's some of the things that we all kind of like that she says, but then she gives it the very government Republican angle. But you know, I'm just trying to say, like, you know, she was like taking her photos at one of her, I think, a Texas university that she was at, but with her gun while she was, like, you know, graduating.
That's what made her name. Basically.
Yeah, yeah, and so, like, I think they do allow it on many campuses, but, like...
But I don't think high school. I don't think...
Oh, this is high school.
High school.
Oh, but...
Yeah, he's 18
years
old.
Do our rights really end at the border of the high school property?
Well, I don't think they should, but I'm just saying that my understanding of generally, like, gun... I mean, Matt, you're more of a gun guy probably than both of us. What have you heard about this?
About what?
Open carrying on campus.
Well, open carrying on campus. The thing is most...
Or conceal.
Most campuses of any kind have experienced some kind of federal funding. So when you have a federal building, they're probably not going to allow carrying into the federal building. It's my
high schools are federal?
Well, I don't know how much government money they're taking.
I guess that's what makes it federal at that point. Sure.
They're all taking federal money.
They're all
sure.
So that's what
money.
Prevents rights from happening there? Because they're federal?
Yeah, you're not allowed to take, as far as I know, you're not allowed to take a firearm into a federal building.
Well, yeah, that's has to be posted.
Oh.
At least that's what I know of.
When it comes to carrying guns, I really don't like to screw around. And, you know, I'd rather ask a question and walk in and just have, you know, hey, guys, open my vest. There's my gun and my, you know, shoulder holster. Like, oh, my God, hey. All I wanted to do was say, hey, is it okay if I bring my gun in and just have them shoot me?
Sure. Well, I mean, the thing with, like these auditors that are out there, so you got, like, First Amendment audits and you have Second Amendment audits. Usually you're filming First Amendment with the Second. And they'll walk into certain places, even federal places, that that you might think has restriction on firearms, but they'll walk in anyways and test it because there's no signage posted, there's no notifications. So then they'll challenge it, and most of the time they win with these.
Yeah, like, when you're a gun owner, there's just a bunch of stuff that you're just supposed to know.
Yeah.
You know, when they raided us and they found my, what they call it, was an arsenal. Well, one of them definitely called it. They found my arsenal. It was the ATF guy went up one side of me and down the other and asked me a million. It's like, man, I do know the answers to most of these questions he's asking me. The best thing is to shut up.
Yeah.
But the fact that he expects an average, the ATF expects the average gun owner to know all of this stuff
impossible.
Just so they don't go to prison? That is just almost impossible.
I was having a conversation the other day. It's like, you got to know all the laws if you're going to be a good citizen. Well, good luck spending a lifetime memorizing it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and I think as far as carrying on campus, especially high school campus, you know, you may want to do your own research about this because it's probably going to be very different in somewhere like California.
Definitely.
As opposed to in New Hampshire.
Yes,
and then there is a federal Gun-Free School Zones Act which could overrule all of those things. So, anyway, just don't take legal advice.
Sounds unconstitutional to me.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Yeah.
6160. Coming up, a shocking, but I guess we should say surprising, story about somebody being basically denied a kidney transplant because they don't have a vaccine. They didn't to get the vaccine for COVID. We can tell you more about that coming up here, plus some more disturbing news out of a Louisiana health system. Joe is going to tell us that story on the way. The number is 603-283-6160. And I do want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, like cryptocurrency. Get the basics by clicking on Get Started at the top of the page there at Bitcoin.com. It'll take you to some introductory videos and some more in-depth videos as well. If you want to keep digging, you can, of course, spend as much time on this topic as you like. But if you want to save some time, 3 minutes is all the first introductory video is. It's going to only be 3 minutes of your time, and then you'll have the basics down. And that's so important because this technology is not going to go away. It's going to likely become even more part of our lives. And so it behoove you to take some, just a little bit of your time to learn the basics.
It's still early.
It is still early. I think so. Yeah, we're only in just over the first decade. I think 13 years will be this January for Bitcoin. So head on over to Bitcoin.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jennifer is on the line calling from New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Do we have Jennifer?
Yes.
And there you are. Go ahead.
Hi. I watched a video that was posted in the FSP Facebook group the other day, and it was of the New Hampshire Executive Council meeting, where the activist Footloose was there and a bunch of other people who were against taking the federal $27 million to create the vaccine registry.
That's right, yep.
And I was wondering at first what happened after that meeting, but it seems to me that they were able to shut it down because they weren't allowing public access. The room wasn't large enough. And then I looked into it a little more on an Absolute Defiance channel, and I saw that the media was spinning it like, oh, these activists are threatening the politicians. They don't feel safe. That's how the mainstream was portraying it.
Yeah.
But I did have a few questions about that because myself and some other people I know who are liberty people are looking at coming to New Hampshire.
Really?
And so, yeah, so I had thought that Sununu, which I understand the crowd there wasn't happy with him, he wouldn't come out, whatever, I don't know all the details, but I thought that Sununu had banned vaccine passports, registries, you know, any kind of requiring of the vaccine to live your life, basically.
So let me clarify, from my understanding, Sununu is a little tyrant, and last year he wrote, I don't know, seven or eight dozen different gubernatorial executive orders that did all kinds of things from stay at home to business restrictions to mask mandates. And now, while some would argue that there were loopholes in some of these, you could drive a Mack truck through. The fact is, most people don't read the executive orders, so most people just did what they believed they were being told. And so then Sununu, you know, the so-called state of emergency finally ended earlier this year, so it went on for more than a year. And and after that happened, things sort of started to return to some semblance of normalcy as far as, you know, there were no more mandates being shoved down people's throats. But this guy has not been particularly friendly towards, you know, freedom, especially in the last 18 months. What you're referring to is there was something passed this summer, thanks to the legislature, that does prohibit a government ordered vaccine mandate, as I understand it. So no government agency in New Hampshire can mandate the vaccine in any way, shape, or form, from what I understand.
But it sounded like employers such as hospitals are, like private entities, are still able to mandate it, and that people there are losing their jobs.
As I understand it, yes, that is what's happening.
You could say hospitals are like public entities, but it's not government agencies. So,
well, there is an argument that if you're taking money from the government,
right,
you should be considered a government agency, but I don't know if any of the hospital employees are taking that tact on a legal stance in court.
And I'm sure Hitchcock, Dartmouth Hitchcock. They probably take a lot of government money.
I suspect they do.
Yeah, big research.
And they're one of them who's mandating it, from what the crowd was saying at that meeting.
Correct.
That's a university research hospital, so I mean, that's definitely they're definitely taking tons of government money.
Yeah.
One of my friends, he called in anonymously about how he works there, and he's not going to take the jab. And I believe he went the religious exemption route. I said, don't even do that; just get fired. And
yeah, it's interesting. We're going to see how things shake out. I heard a rumor that tomorrow is the deadline for Dartmouth-Hitchcock employees to get their vaccination or whatever in order to keep their job. So yeah. The showdown is imminent on this one, at least according to the rumors I've heard. There was supposed to be a protest today out in front of the Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center here in Keene. This company has hospitals throughout New Hampshire, so they're a huge leviathan, if you will, that's spread out all over the place. But yeah, I mean, New Hampshire does have a government prohibition on government-mandated vaccine mandates, as I understand it. So that's a little bit of good news. How they got him to sign that bill, I'm not sure what sort of political wrangling they used, but I don't get the feeling that Chris Sununu is like some sort of defender of freedom in this way. So I don't know what the inside scoop was on.
He's been great on guns.
He's been good on a few things. Yeah, no doubt. But
actually, that movie did with guns made New Hampshire the freest state in the country when it came to guns.
Is that true?
Well, I look at it that way because there's no other laws on the books that I've noticed where you can actually, you can brandish your weapon as long as you're not like threatening someone. You can show it off in public. And, like, you can verbally say to someone, hey, I have a gun, which is, like, way to say that I'm going to protect myself if you come at me. And these things in other states would be held against you.
This is not legal advice. Joe is
not
an attorney.
Who are not mandating?
What's that, Jennifer?
Because I'm in healthcare, so we're, most of us here in healthcare are mandated by our, bride of state and new governor, Kathy Hochul. No religious exemption. Some people have been successful because there's a temporary court restraining order, but that may not last. So I guess an important question for me is, are there any liberty-friendly healthcare employers up there who are not mandating the vaccine as of now?
That's an excellent question, and I would say that the best way to get that question answered would be to connect with Health Freedom New Hampshire. There's a group here that is connected with a lot of these nurses, for instance, that are involved in the protests that have been going on here, and I suspect they would have a very specific answer about that, and I don't
know. Another option, somebody who stays right on top of that whole situation, is my beautiful, lovely girlfriend, Nikki, who hosts Free Talk Live on Wednesdays and Sundays. So, Jennifer, I would love to hear you call in and rant with Nikki on this, because she'd be right with you on every step of the way, and she'd probably have a lot of good information for you.
Jennifer, could you hang on? Can we continue this conversation with you?
Sure.
All right, good. I'm going to put Jennifer on hold here for just a moment. We're going to continue. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160, because the healthcare providers that care about freedom are facing a serious situation. A lot of them have, in a lot of places, already lost their jobs. There have been thousands of jobs that have been cut at various different facilities across the country. That's happening this month. And so that means there's all these sort of free agents now out there in healthcare that are looking to figure out what their next step is going to be. There's more coming up here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden wants to protect the dignity of American workers. Speaking in Illinois, Biden saying working in the United States is about more than just a paycheck. His remarks came as he was in the Chicago area to promote COVID-19 vaccination mandates. Biden saying it's patriotic to roll up your sleeve for the jab. Meanwhile, Republicans say not so fast.
He's done everything he possibly could to divide it. The most recent example is these unconstitutional mandates that are being incredibly corrosive.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson speaking there on Fox News. A new report says the United States knew Haitian migrants were traveling for the Texas border. The report saying officials knew in July but failed to share intelligence while also debating whether deportations should be increased. USA Radio News. New details are being released regarding an 18-year-old who's being accused of pulling a gun during a fight inside an Arlington, Texas high school.
The family of the young man who allegedly injured four people, including his teacher, when he opened fire at a Texas high school, claimed the 18-year-old had been bullied. Timothy Simpkins, a student at Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas, was charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after turning himself in Wednesday afternoon. Simpkins is being held on a $75,000 bond. All victims in the hospital are expected to survive. When asked about bullying allegations by some parents, school spokesman Donald Williams said the Mansfield District is conducting a full investigation. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two New York City lawyers charged with throwing Molotov cocktails at cops during the George Floyd protests last year are due in court later today. The two are expected to plead guilty and work a deal out with prosecutors. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones here are open if you want to join us. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian, Matt,
and Joa.
By the way, you can join us online anytime. Head over to freetalklive.com. I actually just blew up the old website today, so you may find some broken links. You may find some problems here and there because, honestly, I haven't had a chance to really do any that much bug testing on it. It's been a bit of a busy day, but that was something I've been looking to do for some number of years, was get rid of the old site and put something in its place. Part of the reason is the old site was run on a system called Drupal, which, if you know programming stuff, you know web service, web content management systems, Drupal is one of the most complex and frustrating ones to deal with, and I just had it. Things were breaking, and I didn't feel like spending the tens of thousands of dollars it would likely take to fix those things. So put up a quickie WordPress site, and it's there. So check it out over at freetalklive.com. Archives are still available. Live streaming is still available. There are a few things that I haven't been able to port over from the old site yet, so that may take some time. But I'm feeling better. I'm feeling like I've cleaned house a little bit here today.
Nice. So, high five.
So, yeah, thanks. So it's Ian, Matt, and Joa in the studio tonight. We got Jennifer on the line. She's a healthcare provider in New York State. Have you lost your job yet, Jennifer, or is that something that's coming for you?
No, it probably is coming, particularly if the national mandates kick in, where anybody who bills for Medicare or Medicaid services, employers with 100 or more employees, and that's the next direction I wanted to go in inquiring about the climate in New Hampshire, since Sununu is, for whatever reason, against state mandates, like, you know, to a certain extent. Does anybody know how it's going to work with, if there's a national mandate that actually takes effect? Would he you know, block that from taking place in the state?
Well, we can't speak for this guy, right? Because, I mean, I tend to be a little pessimistic towards him, but recently the things he's been saying have sounded okay, but he's a politician, so, you know, you can't believe it when he says he doesn't have an intention to do blah, blah, blah. Well, his intention could change tomorrow.
Scumbaggery is in his DNA.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can't trust this guy as far as you can throw him. The good news is, in New Hampshire, is every 2 years there's a full-on state election where every single state representative and the governor is up for election.
That was my next question.
Yeah, from what I understand, Sununu is not planning on running for re-election for governor. He's planning on going for like a U.S. Senate seat or something like that, so moving into D.C.
Yeah, I heard that.
So that means it'll be an open game as far as who will be the next governor, because there'll be no incumbent. So it really could be anybody. And in New Hampshire, running for governor is all of a $100 filing fee. So it's way easier to run for office in New Hampshire than it is in a lot of other places. In New Hampshire, state reps get paid $100 a year. I mean, it's
oh, I know. So they really have to want to do it, right?
Yeah, it's basically a volunteer position. They get a small gas stipend, and that's it, in order to be a state representative here.
I think you should consider not running, because we're just going to continue protesting his house, and he's going to have to hear us from a distance.
Honestly, if he's a U.S. senator, I'm not. There's no reason for me to protest at his house. That's like, he's over there. He's doing things in D.C., and there's very little that we can do about what they do in D.C., and there's very little that he could do, even if Sununu was a good guy.
Yeah,
he couldn't do anything in D.C., right? Because, you know, what did Ron Paul do? He made some good speeches.
Right.
But, you know,
on his way out.
That was epic.
Yeah. When we secede, I want to make sure that it's one of, like, the border crossing rules. Your name can't be Sununu. We're maybe all set. Yeah.
So, you know, here's the other thing I wanted to kind of expand on a little bit as I was going out to the break earlier was, you know, you've got the situation now across the United States where already the job cuts have been happening. I've been seeing the headlines of thousands of people at this one medical company, thousands of people at this hospital. So it's already happening where they're cutting a ton of people's jobs because they're not getting the vaccine, because they are health professionals who are questioning things.
Yeah, I see other ads that are kind of geared toward hiring and saying, there's not enough nurses. Yeah. We are short on nurses, and they're taxed. It's like, well, you just fired 500 nurses.
Now healthier ones, too.
Yeah, they're making it even worse now. So, you know, the question, of course, is what options do these people have as far as other work is concerned? Because, you know, if this crackdown continues and there's no reason to expect it's going to get better, they're going to likely make it more difficult. They're probably going to start prohibiting these people from getting new jobs. Like, oh, you can't hire the unvaccinated nurses at your facility because we're going
to
pull your license.
State licensing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I can tell you what people here plan on doing. Hmm. And I'm not, you know, I don't know all the legalities, the ins and outs of it, but people...
Are you talking about the Binghamton area specifically, or are you talking about all of New York?
Yeah, well, the entire state, but more so, I talk to more people here, but I'm in statewide groups as well, because everybody's afraid that when people walk away from their jobs, that they're still not going to get vaccinated. So my thought is that they may say, well, you can't renew your license again unless you show proof of vaccination. So, and besides, nobody wants to comply with the other mandates either, the masks or any of it, if it comes to that again. So people are looking into forming private health associations or private membership associations where they're practicing outside of the public domain.
Mm. And so would you be able to, is that a
workaround?
Is that a workaround for licensing where you could be like sort of like a private club? Like here in Keene, New Hampshire, there used to be a hookah lounge, and it came about a couple years after they banned smoking in all businesses. Well, there was a workaround for that, which was to become a private club. And if you're a private club, then you could still have smoking because it's not quote unquote public. Is there a way around that, do you think, in New York?
Well, that's why I have a friend who's a chiropractor who is starting such a group with physical therapists, other like clinical pharmacists, massage therapists, and from what I hear, it is feasible. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if it's, you know, I'm sure the state could still come in and try to raid the place or whatever, but I know it's like a lot of people are trying to get away from the traditional model of like, well, just writing prescriptions or just dispensing medicine and doing more of like an integrative, healthy, holistic type of practice. Mm-hmm.
I just started with a doctor here. She actually takes cryptocurrency. I'm not paying in cryptocurrency because I can't legally under the bail conditions I'm on. But they're doing what's called direct primary care, where you pay on a monthly or a yearly basis. You get service for, mm-hmm. directly from the doctor. She doesn't even have – there's no office staff. It's just the two doctors. It's a couple, and that's it. You know, when you call up, you're talking to one of them.
I think it's brilliant.
When you go in, you're talking to them. She sat with me for an hour.
That sounds like, too.
It was amazing. Like, I mean, when's the last time you sat with a doctor for an hour?
The insurance gives them 6 minutes. Here's your script. See you later. Bye-bye.
Right, yeah. They don't take insurance. You know, it's cash or crypto only, and that's it. And it's a totally different business model. Now, here's the other thing is, like, I love this idea of this sort of underground network or this private network of doctors that's willing to do house calls or whatever. You come to their house. That's awesome. And if you can get around the licensing laws but in that way, I think that's amazing. But I do agree with you. It's likely that New York will try to crack down just because it's New York. I mean, of course, they're going to do something like that. This is, I think, where a deliberate gathering of like-minded people can make all the difference, because that's what's been happening here in New Hampshire now since 2003. And so we're coming up on 20 years. Within a couple of years, it'll be 20 years that the Free State Project migration has been happening here. Now, nothing is going to change overnight in these ways. But if enough freedom-loving medical people come to New Hampshire, if enough freedom lovers in general come to New Hampshire, there's no reason why, with nearly 100 relatively pro-liberty, you know, some of them are good on most issues but not good on some, so like relatively, mm-hmm. you know, A, B level kind of rating, pro-liberty ratings here in New Hampshire, with 100 out of 400 state reps, we've got some significant bargaining power in the state house. And the more people that move here, the more people that run for these positions, it's not unfeasible to think that within the next several years, we could completely eliminate licensing for the medical business.
Outstanding. Jennifer, come home.
But that's what it takes. It's got to. And Jennifer, thanks for the call tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. At least come out to visit and meet some people in the medical field. Come out to a Health Freedom New Hampshire event and start kind of, you know, getting the lay of the land.
Do some free aid at Pork Fest.
Yeah, and thanks for the call. We'll continue this discussion on the way. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got
and Joa.
We're just talking with a nurse. I think she, was she a nurse?
I don't think so. She's in healthcare.
In New York State, she's looking to get the hell out, considering making the move here to New Hampshire, as a lot of people who are sane are considering doing. The people who care about liberty, if you care about freedom, and you live in a place like New York or California, you need to get with the program and realize things are not going to get better there. It does not matter who you run for office. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, Larry Elder in California or who's the guy that always runs in New York?
I can't remember.
Libertarian guy.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I feel like it's another Larry, but I do too.
Larry's, I can't remember now, but either way, it doesn't matter. He's not going to win.
Yeah, he runs for Libertarian governor. He raises like $100,000 or more. Larry Sharp.
Larry Sharp.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Oh, okay.
So, you're not going to win. It's New York. You have no chance. You need to get out. You need to do a strategic regroup. There's nothing wrong with a regroup, right? With a strategic retreat. You realize you're losing, okay? You have to become aware that you are not going to make it against this enemy, that they have the establishment. They have total control of the establishment in all of these places. Here in New Hampshire, they don't. In fact, in New Hampshire, NHPR, the government-run, government-paid-for, quote-unquote, news agency, New Hampshire Public Radio, posted an article recently titled, "Established New Hampshire Libertarian Activists Drive Coronavirus Protests." The whole article is about how the libertarians are, quote, established here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
When has the word established and libertarian ever shown up
sentence.
In the same article, right? So I can tell you more about
the libertarian establishment.
Yeah, and I do want to share this story because it is very interesting. But Joey, you had an interesting personal story that you encountered somebody at a new movers party this week. You were at every month the Free State Project puts on. I don't know if it's officially the Free State Project, but Free Staters, Liberty people here in New Hampshire, they throw a party.
Yeah.
On one Tuesday, I think it's the first Tuesday of every month. It's open to anybody who's new, basically, and not new.
Kind of like moved here for the Liberty.
Yeah, for the migration.
Yeah.
And you went to this one this month. And yeah. Well, who, I mean, you don't have to say who it was, but what's the story? Who'd you meet?
Actually, I don't remember her name, but this young woman, she was like, yeah, I just moved here. I think she said from Indiana or something. She's like, yeah, I just heard the interview with Jeremy Kaufman and Tim Pool. And we were talking about this, I think, last week. Mm-hmm. The interview was happening, I think, as we were watching doing the show. Or at least you were listening to it on the break. And she's like, yeah, I just heard that interview.
No, I listened to the whole thing later. I listened to all 2 hours of it. Okay. It was really good. And Jeremy Kaufman did amazing.
Well, that's what convinced her to move here. And I was like, wait a second, that just happened like a week
less than
ago.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, she made a move real quick because she was just so inspired from that one little talk. And I think we're going to see a drive. I see people all the time that are new. Oh, yeah, I just moved here. I'm like, whoa. Wow.
That's incredibly decisive action to say.
And, you know, fortune favors the bold.
Yeah.
My life has gotten nothing but better since I moved to New Hampshire. I can't even tell you how many different aspects of my life are 1,000% better since I left. Ways I didn't even know were bad.
Yeah.
I didn't even know these parts of my life were bad until I moved into New Hampshire. I'm like, wow, New York was really sucking the life out of me in ways I didn't even realize.
What's the opposite of you don't know what you got till you're gone?
That's the opposite, right? And I think there's a whole lot of that. Guys, if you're out there and you're feeling subjugated at all, move here. Come be with us. Pick up your life. It sounds drastic. It sounds crazy. And it is.
Yeah.
But it's the best idea you'll ever act
like
on.
People are like, I like to say, like people getting choked out where if they're not in New Hampshire, and when they come here, they get a nice big fresh breath there.
And you can watch people. You know, when we had the Ian Fest, you know, Ian was prohibited to go to Pork Fest. So we had a little Ian Fest right here.
Yeah, in our yard.
In our yard. And, you know, maybe, you know, 60, 70 people showed up. I think a couple of the people that showed up were from California. This a young couple, Leaf in. And Wendy, forgive me for listening. I forgot your name.
Yeah.
It's Wendy.
Nice folks.
Yeah. They were awesome.
She was a nurse.
She was a nurse. And the gasp, the breath of fresh air, you could see it on their faces like... Oh my God! It's such an overdose of awesome when you get here, and they're just so motivated and so inspired. That feeling of inspiration is boiling out of them. It's like you guys have to leave California. You've got to get out of New York. You've got to get here.
Every time I leave the state, and like as I'm heading back to New Hampshire, and I cross that border, I know I'm not really into borders, but you know, as soon as you cross that line, I feel relief that I'm back in New Hampshire. Every time.
Me too.
When I drive out of New Hampshire and I see the Welcome to Vermont sign, I'm like,
oh man.
And then I take it a step further. You know, I'm going home to see my mom or go to work out there or something, and I'll cross the Vermont border into New York, and it says Welcome to the Empire State, and I'm like,
sure does.
Oh,
it's even worse.
Yeah. It's like horrible. They changed it now. It doesn't say Welcome to the Empire State anymore. It says Welcome to New York, Land of Opportunity.
False advertising.
Totally. Just say we own you.
Yes.
Yes. Don't forget your cuffs.
So, I mean, it's just so important for people to realize the strength that comes with numbers. I mean, ultimately, that's all that ever matters. Libertarians forever have been trying to win elections, and they've been failing and never growing, right? Like, if you look at libertarian election returns and you pick the state, it's never more than 1-2%. And that's the way it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it hasn't changed since then. If you want to actually have a chance, you got to move with other people that actually have a like mindset, and that's what's happening here. Now, we can't guarantee that within the next several years, medical licensure will be eliminated from New Hampshire, but this is the only place where that's even a possibility.
Right. Not even a thought anywhere else.
This is the only place where there are state representatives who do not like licensing and would make the argument and would put the bill forward. Like, if Health Freedom New Hampshire were to write that bill and then submit it to a state legislator, he'd be like, sure, I'll put this in. And they'd probably get 10 co-signers on it, too. And then, you know, maybe it would pass. Maybe it would
establish more freedom.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Passed.
Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. The New Hampshire, the Free State Project, posted something this week. And that, by the way, they're ever since Jeremy Kaufman took over their Twitter account, they've been just killing it.
Crushing it.
There's amazing stuff.
Jeremy's just...
he's having a blast with that, and it is...
Captain.
Yeah, it is fun to watch it. So he posted, it's at FreeStateNH on Twitter, and basically it is a statement from a presumable liberal, somebody who's a total statist authoritarian, saying they can no longer live in New Hampshire. They have left the state.
See ya.
They're out. They're now living 2 hours away from New Hampshire, which means they could be in Massachusetts or Connecticut or wherever. It doesn't matter where they are. They're not here anymore. And it's just one of those warms-your-heart kind of things, because it just goes to show that the more uncomfortable these statists get here in New Hampshire, the more futile it feels for them, like, oh, God, we can't win. You know, like, oh, how do these free staters keep winning? And they're going to give up at some point.
They are freaking out. They're writing articles freaking out about the libertarian takeover of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Just FYI, if we can, we'll take over the Democrat Party as well.
The ones that are in the Democrat Party are probably being a little more quiet about it, but you know they're there.
Absolutely.
I don't know who they are, but
the Democrat
know they're
Party in New Hampshire is extremely vetted.
Yeah.
They are psychopathic about their vetting of their members. You can't just like walk into a Democrat Party, you know, gathering and say, "Hi, I'm a Democrat." They're gonna be like, "Oh."
So they're like, "Here, eat this baby."
Show us your credentials. We want to see your Democrat credentials.
Here's the exact quote. I feel like I read this a couple days ago, but it's just so good, I'm going to share it again here. From Azaram323 on Twitter, exactly why I stayed 2 hours out of New Hampshire recently. So whoever it is was responding to something else somebody Free State posted. The fear of COVID, the white men openly carrying weapons, the disrespect for women's rights, the assault on healthcare workers, teachers, officials, etc. Thanks, NHGOP and Chris Sununu. I no longer feel safe in my home state. So somebody who is a native statist has moved out of New Hampshire. That's the hardest one to move.
It was never a good fit for them in the first place.
But, I mean, it's harder to move a native out of New Hampshire than it is somebody who's already lived somewhere else. Because they can just go home, right? They still have their friends in, you know, Connecticut or wherever it is that they came from. So they can just pick up and go home. But for a native who is also somebody who's anti-liberty to pick up their lives and move out of New Hampshire, this is an incredible victory.
That's the intellectual dishonesty that I've seen repeatedly out of statists and especially out of leftists, they could have just been moving anyway and used that as a big dramatic exit.
Could be,
you
know? Yeah.
They're just confirming our success.
That's exactly right. Totally. It's an endorsement of how much we've made a difference.
I love them advertising for
us. Yeah, yeah. And so more are going to have... This isn't the first. There's been a long line of statist authoritarians who've left over the last decade and a half here in New Hampshire. So we got more coming up here about how libertarians are now the established.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.